6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger, your host with you. That's the Power Hour. Yes, we have the Power Mall where you can go get some of these great products that we talk about on the show. Because health is really important. And you know what else is important? We keep getting phone calls, emails, tweets. One of the things people are wanting to know is where they can find a doctor online they can trust. Somebody that knows about COVID-19. They're an expert in the field. Not just a prescription factory like all these other doctors are. They want to know where they can find a pharmacy that's going to be dispensing the off-label meds that our frontline doctors are prescribing that aren't going to charge an arm and a leg. The answer to all those questions is mygotodoc.com. Omicron, we know, is milder than Delta. Hopefully it means everybody's going to have herd immunity. The pandemic's going to be over soon. But let me tell you, I've got friends who really had a rough time of it. The high-risk patients need preventative treatment or at least the meds on hand so they can start treatment fast. And that is what all the frontline doctors are saying. The quicker you can start the treatment, the quicker you're going to get through it. Low-risk patients often benefit from these off-label meds as well because they can prevent long COVID, which can be debilitating, you know, that brain fog. Dr. Syed Haider, as a result of all these things, has developed a website, this mygotodoc.com, and for three reasons. He's a COVID expert. This is all he does. He's treated over 50,000 patients, no deaths. You can register for free, ask as many questions as you want to, as long as you want. And they can connect you to pharmacies that will ship you a full 28 doses of ivermectin for less than anywhere else online. This is your source for COVID-19, mygotodoc.com. The number to call, 281-219-7367, if you want to talk to a human being. But it's quicker because I've done this myself. I got my medicine cabinet stocked up by going to mygotodoc.com. Now, understand, you know, we're kind of in the medical side of things today. There's a lot of misinformation, and it's not just about COVID. They're not censoring people just because of that. There's disinformation, misinformation, missing information surrounding other issues in life, like type 2 diabetes. People are told to control their blood sugar using insulin-based treatments, yet despite these kinds of treatments, 60% suffer nerve damage, 50% suffer kidney damage, 25% suffer eye damage, 2.5% undergo amputation. This, according to Dr. John Petulli, who is here with us on the show. He is the kind of guy that you would ask questions of because your regular medical doctor doesn't really have all the real ammo about what is going on. And Dr. John has written a new book, Your Health is at Risk, How to Navigate Information Chaos to Prevent Lifestyle Diseases. He has a website, drjohnonhealth.com. Welcome to the show, Dr. John.
Mr. Dave, I thank you, and I thank our listeners.
And so, you know, the reason you wrote the book, I mean, you were born in India. You're a very large family. You got a medical degree from University of Kerala, India, and you completed 2 years of medical residency in D.C. and Phoenix, 2 years of fellowship. I mean, you've got a very wide and varied medical history of education, and you hold certifications from the American Board of Pediatrics, American Board of Allergy and Immunology, and the Canadian Board of Pediatrics. But now, you obviously were inspired to write this book because you were seeing things that you found and took issue with. You want to go into detail on that?
Yes, just like you mentioned, if you are going to treat a patient with a medication such as insulin, you want the end result to be better, and you can tell the patient, okay, you control your blood sugar and you are going to be escaping complications. But just like you mentioned, in spite of keeping A1C below 7, let me give you this example. My own relative, she was keeping A1C below 7 using insulin. Then she had to have an amputation of a leg. She went to the doctor and she was on insulin. What did the doctor do? He increased the dose of insulin. And so within a year or two, she had to have the other leg amputated. My friend, who I played bridge with for 10 years, he was a PhD in organic chemistry. He kept his A1C below 7 for 20 years. He had three toes amputated. He had two different cancers, and he passed away a year and a half ago. So this is what makes me rather upset. If you are allergic to or resistant to an antibiotic, say penicillin, doctor will not give you that. He will go for something else. Here, you are told you are a type 2 diabetic because you are resistant to insulin, and what does the doctor give you?
Yeah, metformin?
And insulin, right?
Uh-huh.
So how does that make sense? If you are resistant to insulin, why are you given insulin? If you're a type 2 diabetic, don't get me wrong. In type 1 diabetes, insulin is a lifesaver. Without that, they cannot survive. These children used to die by age 10 before the discovery of insulin. Now they can lead a normal life. So they applied, endocrinologists apply the same method for type 2 diabetics, but that's a completely different disease. It is not a hormonal disease. There is nothing wrong with their insulin.
Okay, now you have, according to your Byline bio, you have basically been empowering people with new scientific insights and complementary approaches to prevent obesity and reverse type 2 diabetes and survive cancer. I'm assuming that these are in your book. Can you just kind of elaborate a little bit and give us the 40,000-foot view?
Which one do you want to start first? Do you want to talk about cancer or diabetes or obesity? Which
We'll go down the list. Let's start with obesity first, since America seems to have a big problem with this.
Okay. This obesity epidemic started about 60 to 70 years ago. And what is the reason? 100 years ago, the amount of energy, food energy, daily food energy that came from complex carbohydrates was less than 35%. Our grandparents and those people consumed every day. Then the agricultural revolution started. Every government in the world is subsidizing grain farming. The amount of energy coming from grains like wheat, corn, rice in daily energy intake, food energy intake, is 50% in developed countries and 70% in developing countries. Why? It is subsidized by governments. So, 10, 15 years later, the obesity epidemic started. But there's a confusion about how do you define obesity? There are people who weigh, let me give you this example. I had two patients, both weighed 300 pounds. One was type 2 diabetic. The other one had normal blood sugar, normal triglycerides, normal cholesterol, normal blood pressure. Why? Because the one who had type 2 diabetes had inherited a fat, the storage capacity. When you take excess grains, it is absorbed into the body as glucose. That glucose has to be processed and stored before your next meal. The liver can store only 120 grams. The rest will be converted into fat for long-term storage. But if your fat stores are full, that glucose will stay in the blood, and you are labeled as a type 2 diabetic. So even lean person can develop type 2 diabetes, not because there is something wrong with their insulin, but because they inherited a very small amount of fat storage capacity. It is just like you have a refrigerator, which may hold 10 cubic feet, or another one with 20. So if you buy equal amounts of food or groceries, the 10 will fill up faster, and you have to keep it outside. It is just as simple as that.
Okay, so now the type 2 diabetes is obviously different from type 1, and I don't know which is worse, especially like type 1 in a child versus an adult, especially if the child is lean, as you're talking about. They don't have that capacity to store all of what you were just talking about with type 2. And so do you treat a child any different than you would an adult?
Absolutely. In type 1, you need insulin. So the question is, what does insulin do? Let me explain. When somebody comes to your front door and rings the doorbell, you know there is somebody outside. Every cell in the body can use glucose, but there is no doorbell for the glucose to ring to let the cell know glucose is outside. That is the job of insulin. Insulin rings the doorbell, then the gene, nucleus, gene in the nucleus in charge of getting glucose, that is for energy, knows who is outside. It sends a wagon to the door, open the door, load up glucose molecules, bring them in. And so if you don't have insulin, glucose is outside, it is elevated in the blood of children with type 1 diabetes, but the cells inside are starving. Whereas in type 2, they have plenty of insulin. Some of them have even more insulin than normal people when they are at the time of diagnosis. They have no problem producing energy. They can run, play, do sports, whatever. But glucose is building up. So endocrinologists or diabetic educators came up with the idea it is because the cell is not responding to insulin, and they call it insulin resistance. Now, each cell is an independent living unit. If you take the endocrinologists claim only three organs in the body, the liver, muscle, and fat, become resistant to insulin. So the question is, why do they decide not to respond to insulin? What's the reason? Nobody knows.
And have you figured this out? Or is it still an unknown?
Well, I sent a letter to the National Institute of Health 20 years ago asking for how do you justify this. They said, oh, we are on the verge of identifying the cause. Okay. 10 years ago, I sent another letter, same letter, and said they are still waiting for identification of the mechanism. In any medical science or in any science, before a hypothesis is accepted as valid, as truth, you have to go through a validation process. First, does it logic, mechanism, and measurement. So if you have 200 types of cell in the body, how come only three become resistant to insulin? What about the 197 who don't have any problem? Why? What makes them make these cells decide, okay, from tomorrow, I'm not going to respond to insulin? Why? There has to be a reason, but nobody has come up with the logic. Now, let's take one organ, liver. Liver has 1,000 lobules, each lobule with 1 million cells. Each cell is an independent living unit. If one cell decides to not respond to insulin, how can it communicate to other cells and all millions of cells in the liver? And take muscles. Muscles are located all over the body. One biceps muscle in a young man can have 250,000 individual cells or fibers. How do they communicate with each other? Other muscles say, okay, from tomorrow, we are going to resist insulin. And when it comes to fat cells, there are 30 billion fat cells. How do they communicate with each other and say, okay, resist insulin? It makes no sense.
No, it doesn't. So the thing is that, you know, the glucose and the sugars that are in the body, this actually, if somebody comes down with cancer, sugar feeds it, right?
That's a very, very good question. Now, first let us say, what is cancer? Cancer is uncontrolled multiplication of a cell. Now, in the body, there are cells called stem cells. They are the mother cells that can produce baby cells. And only stem cell can divide to produce new cells. When a stem cell in adults, the stem cells, let me back up a little bit. Every function in a cell is controlled by a gene. And we have two copies of each gene in each cell. One copy from the father, one copy from the mother. There are genes in charge of cell division, and there is a different gene in charge of stopping the cell division. For example, if you get a cut in the skin, the stem cell starts get a message from the cell which is exposed because of the cut that my neighbor is missing. So the stem cell gene in charge of multiplication will issue a work order. And when the healing is complete, a message will go to the nucleus, and the gene in charge of stopping the work will issue another work order to stop the multiplication. And the wound is healed, that is fine. Imagine if the gene in charge of stopping the work order gets mutated. As I said, there are two copies. If one copy is mutated, the other one will take over. But if both copies are mutated, there is nobody to issue a stop work order. And the cells keep multiplying, and that is what cancer is all about. Now, in order to produce new cells, the cell needs materials and energy and a promoter. So the cancer cells use exactly the same materials as normal cells. The cancer cells use glucose to provide energy. And blood glucose is elevated. When blood glucose is elevated, it stimulates the pancreas to release insulin. Insulin promotes growth of all cells, including cancer cells. So if you develop a mutated gene in your stem cell, and if you are a diabetic, you have double the chance of getting colon cancer, pancreatic cancer, liver cancer, endometrial cancer. All cancers are more severe in a diabetic.
Wow. So now this issue with protecting yourself from disinformation or misinformation, because there is a distinction between those two, what do you find, Dr. John, more of what is actually happening in today's medical community? Is one more than the other? Are they both about the same? And what are they? What are they telling people that isn't true, or not telling them the whole story?
Well, when you have a medical information, but you twist it to get an advantage, make something happen that you like rather than what is true, that is disinformation. You are deliberately twisting the information. For example, in China, when the COVID-19 started, they knew there was the virus is spreading very, very fast. They arrested the people who were trying to warn the common person. They put reporters in jail. So that is disinformation. They're trying to suppress the information and tell the people, oh, this is just like a flu. Whereas in type 2 diabetes, yes, after the discovery of insulin, the type 1 diabetic children became almost normal in terms of lifespan and quality of life. They applied the same methodology to type 2, but later they found out that type 2 diabetic people had the same normal insulin in their blood. At that time, they had the option of saying, okay, this is not a hormonal disease. Yet they did not. They misinterpreted the original meaning of elevated blood sugar as diabetes, and then continued the same because there are people with vested interest who can make money out of selling medications, glucose monitoring equipment, and insulin pumps, and all medications related to type 2 diabetes. So that is this misinformation. Now, there is information that is available, but sometimes it may not be available, but common person does not know. For example, you have heard of good cholesterol, right?
Yes.
What good does it do? Do you know why it is called good cholesterol? Because it does not do any harm. So this is the type of information people will spend money and effort to boost their good cholesterol. What is the benefit?
That's what's in your book, correct?
Yes.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, the name of the book is Your Health is at Risk, How to Navigate Information Chaos to Prevent Lifestyle Diseases. And it was just recently published in January of this year. And if you go to drjohnonhealth.com, you can find this book. Now, is it also in places where books are customarily sold, Dr. John?
Well, yes, they can. Right now it is on Amazon. That is the easiest source. But if you start asking the bookstores, then they will be, they can get it.
Okay, sounds good. And the last question I have here, because we're coming to our break and the end of our segment, is the a lot of people, and I've been reading a lot of this stuff about the dangers of taking metformin, pro or con? Do you like the stuff or no?
Well, the question is, how does metformin work? That I've been asking that question ever since I graduated from medical school, ever since I started practice, I should say. But nobody has been able to give me an answer. Nobody knows how metformin works. And more importantly, anywhere from 30 to 60% of people who take metformin will have stomach upset, or they lose their appetite. They cannot eat well. So, is metformin actually working? If so, is it because it prevents you from eating, or is it actually doing? Let us assume that the blood glucose level goes down if you take metformin. Where does that glucose go? What does the body do with it? Body can do only two things with glucose, either produce energy or store it as fat. You don't go around running, exercising more just because you take metformin, do you?
No, not at all. Dr. John Fudeli, thank you so much for being on the show. We're coming up to the break. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. We got a little more news and information and taking your phone calls at 844-769-2944. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Herb and Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Calf, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Purely C, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Orega Rest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
This craft that the Strokes family had of recognizing the medicinal value of herbs by taste and then putting formulas together, knowing the herbal ingredients they needed, but putting them together in perfect proportion by taste, just like a chef would, the Strokes Heart Drops, the world-famous Strokes Heart Drops that saved my life, Jim Strokes's and many others, my dad, my list goes on and on. But those Heart Drops, they were developed, created 40 years ago for Jim himself after a heart attack. Now, this formula fixed my high blood pressure over 20 years ago, and I have had great blood pressure since.
Call Jay at 877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Three minutes after the hour of 12 noon, Dave Krieger with you here in the Power Hour. And of course, you know, we have a lot of different news coming at us on an irregular basis. And these are the things we were talking about at the beginning of the show. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky just delivered an emotional address to the European Parliament saying that everything is going on right now in his country is the price of freedom. We're fighting just for our land and for our freedom, despite the fact all the cities of our country are now blocked. They are going to continue fighting no matter what. They are basically claiming that nobody is going to break them. And it's just you have to wonder about all the things that are happening when you are dealing with a dictator and the state of things as they are in Russia. Then you look at what happened in Canada with their prime minister. Not everybody in that country loves this man. He wouldn't even come out and talk to the truckers that drove all the way to Ottawa to hear him and ask him, why are you imposing these mandates on everyone? He didn't care. He basically declared that they were terrorists and then proceeded to squash them like bugs, send out the horses, run over people. Well, so they protest against vaccine mandates, which the truckers' convoy is now doing in D.C. here in the United States. And according to everything that happened in Canada, it becomes clear that democracy has been an illusion, according to Joe Mercola, who writes on his website for many years, the technocratic elite with their global authoritarianism goals have infiltrated governments around the world and pushed for the surveillance state and national security tools intended to suppress dissent. This is just like what we were talking about in our last segment of the last hour with Dr. Terry and Stu Warner about all of these states that are now implementing little vaccine passport programs, the digital type. A key part of the dissent crushing system is the surveillance apparatus that's been put into play. It's sold as a tool to hunt down dangerous criminals, right? But its primary purpose is to stifle dissent among peaceful, law-abiding, gun-toting, God-loving citizens. Financial warfare, banning people from using financial services is quite another thing. That's exactly what Trudeau did. seizing people's bank accounts. Well, the United States does that all the time, not necessarily to the point at this juncture in our nation's history are they doing it unless there is a crime that has been committed, and then they'll freeze assets. If a government like Russia starts acting up, then America, as we know, will freeze assets where they can. Now, when you have dissent, when people stand up like the truckers and they're like, hey, we don't like these mandates. Why should we be vaccinated? We're basically isolated in a truck day in and day out. And all these people that, you know, we know that kids don't need the jab because they probably have the lowest rate of infection of anything. Their immune systems are huge. And all of a sudden now, because of the fact that you opened your mouth and you disagreed with the narrative, you are now labeled an anti-vaxxer. Now, this is intentional. They call you an anti-vaxxer because they don't have an answer for you. They don't know how to counter the narrative when you come up with something that actually makes sense. Give us the science. Come at me, please. Bring the data. Now all of a sudden you're labeled a domestic terrorist or domestic extremist because you showed up at a school board meeting and you want to express your displeasure with the fact that your child was isolated and made to wear a mask or had to sit behind plexiglass and isolated away from the rest of the class. You know, that they're being treated different, being pointed at and talked down to like they're stupid. And now we know, because all the studies are coming out and showing that the more they make these kids wear masks, the sicker they become. Their speech is affected. Their understanding is affected. They start passing out. They're suffering from hypoxia in the classroom. They're not getting oxygen to the brain. Oh, you can thank the American Federation of Teachers and the National School Board Association for that nonsense. But see, then what the society does, along with the government, they use the terms of criminality to allow those in power to justify the use of unconstitutional repression and punishment. And Dr. Joe is calling for repeal of the Patriot Act and the new biopreparedness initiative. Because if this isn't done, all of our freedom is going to be destroyed. That's it in a nutshell. But now you know. Last night, gas bag and, you know, Nancy Pelosi, I mean, I'm talking about the lady that looks like Michael Jackson with a bad makeup day, sitting up there going, oh, goody, goody, goody. Did you watch her body movements? I could only take about 5 minutes of it. I swear to God, I could not stand to watch this woman and giggles sitting to her right, mouthing. And I mean, it's like they had his speech in front of him. They knew what he was going to say. The whole thing was political theater. And they were required to have all of their congresspeople vaccinated in order to show up. Oh, boy. What happens when they start dropping dead like flies? And then you have gas bag up in the podium who basically got a lot of stuff wrong. Not much of a difference between his April 28th speech to a joint session of Congress and the way it is now. Yeah, they had their little poster children. Every president has. They bring the little poster children, the poster parents, all of the widows and everyone else, and they make everybody the rah-rah shish kumbah stuff. So when you're looking at stuff like this, you know, not once did he talk about the Keystone Pipeline and energy independence. His energy policies, literally, according to Larry Kudlow, former President Donald Trump's top economic advisors, one of them, you know, the sanctions don't go far enough. Not a good thing. Not happy about it. Are you happy about it? Our number is 844-769-2944. We have Rita on the line. How are you?
Fine. How are you today?
I'm doing fabulous. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm not calling to reply to your last question. I'm calling because I had a comment about when the doctor was talking about diabetes.
Right.
Because I had in my past history, I talked to several naturopathic physicians, and what they recommended was for people to get the pH balance test strips, and urine is the most accurate first thing in the morning. And if you stay between alkaline and acidic, you'll never get cancer.
That's amazing. So you did, and you were using them. You tested it, and so you found this to be true?
Yeah, for sure. And right on, when you buy it, the box itself shows you, like I say, the most accurate is your urine first thing when you get up in the morning. And if you're between alkaline and acidic, and then they give a bigger picture of what your urine should compare it to. And so if you stay between alkaline and acidic, you'll never get cancer. Several naturopathic physicians have told me that.
Okay, and so you don't have cancer, and now do you do the blood stick every day, the blood sugar count, or don't do that?
Oh, no, I don't do that.
Okay, well, that's good to know. The test strips, and these are urine test strips at first thing in the morning.
Right, they're called diagnostic pH test strips. Measures the body's pH of urine and saliva, but the most accurate is the first urine of a morning.
Okay, good to know. We appreciate your call. Thank you so much. All right, there you go. Joe Manchin. You see, here's the thing about the opposing party. And see, a lot of people who listen to this show are more conservative in nature, and they're looking at Joe Manchin and they're going, you know, here's a guy, even though he's a Democrat, and this is like talking to Dr. Naomi Wolf, who we've had on this show before. I'd like to get her back on again because she's a constitutionalist, even though she's a diehard Democrat. And when you look at people like Joe Manchin, he's calling on Biden to relax the rules on oil production and start ramping up. And you got Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert standing up out there in the audience, you know, drill, baby, drill, drill, baby, drill. You know, they want to start production back up again so we don't keep buying 500,000 barrels of Russian oil every day. You know, here's the thing. If you're going to use energy as a weapon, why are you allowing this to move forward? You're basically empowering Putin and Russia to basically continue to fund their war. This doesn't make any sense. Joe Manchin makes more sense than gas bag does. You know what I'm talking about when I say gas bag, right? The one at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with a mental acuity of a two-year-old. Come on, man. Come on, man. You know, that guy. You know, that likes to call Peter Ducey, you know, what he called him. you know, I mean, he's just, I don't even think there's one shred of arrogance in his voice. I think he's just being told what to say. He obviously has a speechwriter out there because he couldn't think this stuff up for himself. And even Manchin is saying, while many Americans decry what's happening in Ukraine, the U.S. continues to allow the import of more than 500,000 barrels a day of crude and other petroleum products, which makes no sense at all. It's a clear and present danger to our nation's energy security. Duh. Thank you, Joe Manchin. Finally, somebody with some sense out there. Well, you know, I'm not going to discredit everybody because I know there's other Republican congressmen and senators out there that are saying the same thing. But when you hear the party's own side, this is where you wonder why Senator Joe Manchin hasn't converted to independent or Republican, because he's disagreed with a lot of things. I mean, you economically have to have a lot of common sense, despite all the blowback that he and Senator Kyrsten Sinema have had to put up with. I mean, this is nonsensical. You shut down our own pipelines, our own leases, all of this stuff that we became energy independent with after 70-some-odd years. And none of this makes any sense. All with a stroke of a pen on day one of your administration. Then you get up there and break your arm, attempting to pat yourself on the back for all the things that you've done. Duh. I don't think so. Haven't heard anything that makes any sense out of this administration. There hasn't been one thing that they can actually take credit for that was even worth having a State of the Union address last night which is one of the reasons why after 5 minutes of watching this nonsense, I couldn't take it anymore. A lot of people I know just tuned it out. A lot of people I know, like Josh Hawley, the senator from Missouri, he says, oh, I'm going to go home and watch it on TV. It's like, I wouldn't even give him the time of day. You know that everything they're going to talk about is all the same bunk that they've been spewing. And then he sits there and say, well, we're going to do something to deal with the pandemic. Excuse me. The pandemic is, that's old news to a lot of us. We've already figured out that you cannot trust this government. And governments are necessary. They are there to serve we the people, not the other way around. This is a problem with this government. This government is not a good government. This brings me back to the last movie that Peter Sellers made, the late comedian who passed away in Switzerland, exiling himself there. Yeah, Peter Sellers played a gardener named Chance. And he was always in the wrong place at the wrong time. The name of the movie was called Being There. Shirley MacLaine, Melvin Douglas, they were, you know, all-star cast. And it is so funny because Chance has the IQ of Biden. Or maybe even slightly less. Maybe he, actually, I'm going to give Chance a little bit more credit because I think he has more of an IQ watching the movie Being There than the current gas bag in the White House. And it's hysterical, especially in the outtakes. You'll be just roaring with laughter watching that movie. It's called Being There. It was the last movie Sellers made. And it was actually set in Washington, D.C. And it all talks about the narratives. It talks about the rich and powerful. And when you watch this movie, I mean, it's hysterical because everything that he thinks they're saying something totally different, which this sounds like gas bag in the White House. It's one of these crazy life stories that people, if you want something to take the drudgery out of your life for a couple of hours, and you want to see the innocence of a man that lives in a very simple lifestyle, rent the movie Being There and watch that, because you will not be, you will see a lot of similarities between what's going on in Washington today and that movie. Being There. A bipartisan group of Senate and House leaders is asking Attorney General Merrick Garland, you know, the one that calls parents who protest at school board meetings domestic terrorists. He wants Garland, they want Garland to remind federal agency heads that they're required by law to make public documents sought after under FOIA, Freedom of Information Act, unless they have a solid legal reason to do otherwise. Their letter was prompted by Garland's failure in the first year of Biden's tenure in the Oval Office to do what other recent attorneys general have routinely done, which is to circulate such a reminder prior to the end of the year. The DOJ is responsible for encouraging agency compliance with FOIA. The Attorney General has historically issued FOIA standards before the end of October during the first year of a new administration, the six signers in the letter wrote. And the signers included Dick Durbin, Democrat of Illinois, Grassley from Iowa, Republican, Carolyn Maloney, Democrat, New York, James Comer, Republican, Kentucky, the ranking minority member of the oversight panel of the House, John Cornyn, Republican of Texas, and Patrick Leahy, Democrat, Vermont. Now, FOIA has been around since 1966. It was signed into law by then-President Lyndon Johnson, and it's there for a reason. This is a solution. It's among the most important legal tools that nonprofit groups and individual activists have to hold government accountable. This means you can call them on the carpet by asking for information. Like, where's all the proof that these vaccines you claim are vaccines actually work? That's what we want to know. And so you submit a Freedom of Information Act request is what you do. And there are actual templates online. All you have to do is type in the words on your DuckDuckGo, Freedom of Information Act request template, and they'll come up. Tom in Michigan, how are you, sir?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Hey, you know, I kind of missed that speech last night, and I was watching Superman and Lois. Okay, and funny thing, coincidentally, Superman got arrested for treason for not committing treason. And the government shot him with a kryptonite dart and everything. They got him locked up in some high-tech gizmo. And you know how these, on these shows, these dramas, just they just make you want to hate somebody. So, you know, in the end, when Superman finally gets away, of course, you know, you're going, oh, boy, this is great. But you know, I'm thinking, like, it's kind of the stage where we're at now with this, you know, I mean, basically you look at the January 6th people still locked up. And I mean, you know, how long is it before people will actually be taken away for treason for being patriots? And I just, you know, just that little comment, I guess, is all I have.
Really? Just that little comment? It's amazing. Hey, so you didn't watch the speech in favor of watching the movie last night, so I'm not going to ask you what you got out of the speech, because like I said, I put up with it for about 5 minutes, and that was the end of it. I couldn't take anymore, and I went back to watching reruns of Grimm.
Right. Well, yeah. You know, gotta love that drama. I don't know about that, though. But
yeah, I don't either. But I appreciate your call, Tom. You have yourself a great day. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. If you watched the speech last night, the political theater, the diatribe, the nonsense, the standing ovations, it's all staged. It's all bunk. A lot of the people have already seen the speech before it even goes out. He's just up there magpieing what somebody else put in writing. He's told what to say. Come on, man. Hey, have you 844-769-2944. If you actually sat through that entire speech and you have a comment on it, you still have a couple of minutes to call in and let me know what you think. A Massachusetts judge is facing potential prosecution after a federal appeals court on Monday declined to dismiss a case that accuses her of blocking the arrest of an illegal immigrant. In a criminal case filed during the Trump administration, Newton District Court Judge Shelley Joseph is accused of impeding a federal immigration arrest of a defendant in her courtroom in 2018. I do vaguely remember that incident. Court papers say the judge blocked a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE agent from detaining a man that left through a rear door. Her lawyer sought to argue she enjoyed immunity as a judge to allow the illegal immigrant to leave the courtroom and that the prosecution was unconstitutional. However, the first U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Boston on Monday rejected an appeal to dismiss the case, saying it was premature. The three-judge panel said an absent and explicit statutory or constitutional right to avoid trial, she and her courtroom deputy, Wesley McGregor, would need to face a jury first. Ooh. The case is an apparently unprecedented prosecution that could chill other judges from refusing to assist federal officials, according to U.S. Circuit Judge William Kayada. He pointed out that judicial immunity, assuming that it applies in the judge's criminal case, does not provide a right not to be tried that can serve as a basis for interlocutory review. So one of the things that we point out is that no judge, I've seen a lot of this, and I have this on my other radio show we talk about, all the misdeeds of judges, comments they make to prosecutors. You know, the judge, you know, makes a comment about a prosecutor once I read, you know, where he was on some sort of a connection call over the phone, video connection call, and he didn't know his mic was on, and he made some derogatory sexual remark about what he'd like to do to the prosecutor, wishes he could hook up with her. And, of course, the prosecutor and their cohorts heard it. This is the kind of stuff that, you know, they're now starting to take issue with a lot of these judges. But again, you know, if you did not watch the speech, I'm not going to hold you accountable. I understand the way you feel. I don't understand why there even was a speech, because he hasn't done anything in the last year that he could take credit for other than ruining our economy and jeopardizing our national security. Helen in Kansas, how are you? What's your comment?
I'm good today. How are you doing today, Dave?
I'm doing fabulous. If you could turn your phone down, Helen.
I'm sorry?
If you could turn your radio down there.
Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to call and say that I used the speech last night as a wonderful sleep aid. I turned it on. I started watching. And the next thing I knew, it was a beautiful morning in Kansas City.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's I really appreciate
it. But I'm sure they'll tell me all about it today on the news.
I'm sure they will. But, you know, just remember, whichever what mainstream media you watch, you're going to probably get a different opinion. They're going to be giving kudos and accolades, except Tucker Carlson. He probably will have something different to say about Sleepy Joe. Well, there you go, Helen. I appreciate that.
Well,
thank you so much.
He had made Helen sleepy last night, so.
There you go. If I run into him, I'll be sure to let him know that. I thank you so much for your call. All right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. They actually put somebody to sleep. All right, gotta love it. I'm sure there's a bunch of you that actually went to sleep during the speech, propped up on one elbow. I can just see it now. Well, we are just about at the end of our show. It's been wonderful. And, you know, obviously the day after the speech, whoa. You know, just be careful how you dissect all of the misinformation, disinformation, and propaganda that's going to be coming out as a result of those who extol everything the Biden administration has done to this point in time. And just remember that there may be another distinct problem in our future, and that is our national security being compromised. Think and prepare wisely. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. We'll see you tomorrow. In the meantime, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
About antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.